It's Central Time. I'm Rob Vera.
And I'm Veronica Ricker. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, an American historian tells us why some Bernie Sanders supporters might switch to Team Donald Trump if Hillary Clinton gets the Democratic nomination.
First, a new U.S. Senate report out this week comes to some troubling conclusions about how a Veterans Affairs watchdog agency handled an investigation into the Tomah VA hospital and the overprescription of opioids to veterans there.
The Senate report found that the Office of Inspector General, which is charged with independently investigating VA complaints, discounted key evidence and witness testimony, needlessly narrowed its inquiry, and has no standard for determining wrongdoing. While the report focuses on Tomah, it does raise new questions about the agency's ability to properly oversee care of veterans across the nation.
Here with us now to discuss the investigation is Donovan Slack. She's a reporter at USA Today's Washington Bureau. She's been following the Tomah story for some time now. Donovan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this Senate investigation, what were they focusing on here?
When they started it, they were really just looking at Tomah and how the problems there could have carried on for so long. But then the committee quickly started focusing on the Inspector General's office, because the Inspector General spent 2 years looking at care and how it was being delivered in Tomah, and yet still didn't find any wrongdoing.
As we've talked to you about in the past, a lot of the focus over the last year or two has been on the people, the staff at Tomah, who were over-prescribing opioids, things like that. This is going beyond that now. Talk about this Inspector General office, an agency's Inspector General. Their job, I guess, is to find problems, diagnose them, and offer a road to getting better. It sounds like the Inspector General for the VA fell way short on that.
In this case, that's certainly what the Senate committee concluded, and obviously there is evidence in the report to back that up. Each federal agency has an inspector general, and under federal law, they're supposed to be independent, objective watchdogs who, you know, take in complaints of wrongdoing, whether it's money that's being misspent or, in this case, poor care being given to veterans. And then they're supposed to investigate what went wrong, and confirm whether it was in fact done improperly, and then, of course, as you say, make recommendations for improvement.
Let's get into some of the specific criticisms that came from this Senate panel. One of them, they criticized the Inspector General's decision not to release an investigation report. Now, this is a report that was done before all of this came out into the public eye, before there was a death related to prescriptions there. What do we know about this report and why the Inspector General didn't release it to the public?
Well, this is one of the most interesting things, I think, that the Senate committee came up with, is they were able to pinpoint the Inspector General official that made that decision, a man by the name of Dr. John Day, and they interviewed him and asked him, you know, why would you keep this from the public? Because the report did, in fact, say that there was a concerning number of prescriptions being handed out. And he said that he felt that releasing the report would, quote, destroy the small community of Tomah and the reputation of its VA.
And I imagine the Senate was not happy about that. I mean, obviously the reputation has been destroyed since then, far worse than it would have been had that report come out then. Did the Senate issue any kind of, this panel issue, findings on that or a response to that statement?
Oh, well, I mean, the Senate panel found failure after failure, and I think they named this failure one of the biggest, which was keeping that report secret.
And you also write that the investigation found that the Inspector General's office downplayed some key evidence, some witness testimony, narrowed its inquiry too much, didn't go out looking for the wider scope of the problems. How did that play out, according to what this panel found?
Well, here's an interesting example in that category. And in the Inspector General's office, someone was reviewing patient charts of the patients at Tomah, and they actually wrote in their notes, hey, there's a lot of polypharmacy going on here. Would love to have a pharmacist look at this. Well, they never did. And the reason is because that was, quote, outside the scope of their investigation. What they were looking at is how many opioids were being prescribed. But what they didn't look at was opioids being prescribed in dangerous combinations with other drugs. And that's what this employee was flagging, the polypharmacy. And that was later found to be rampant and very dangerous.
Talking to Donovan Slack from USA Today about a new Senate panel report out on the ongoing Thoma VA scandal. A lot of attention focused here on the VA's Office of the Inspector General. Another critique that came out of the Inspector General is they had this investigation going, a narrow scope to it, and also when they had data, no real way to assess wrongdoing, no way to decide what was wrong, what needed to be done to fix it.
Well, the interesting thing here is they didn't appear to have a standard, meaning at the end of this whole thing, they just sit down as a committee and discuss, oh, well, that looks like, you know, we have enough on this count to find wrongdoing, or on this count we don't. But that system leaves it a very subjective system. So that means that the decisions are different, different based on locality or whoever's making the decision. So what the Senate panel pinpointed was the lack of a standard.
And looking back at all these things that weren't brought to the public eye, changes not made in polypharmacy, prescribing multiple medications, possibly in dangerous combinations, figuring out if things were being done wrong, all this, looking back in hindsight, could have prevented at least one death, probably, and a lot of other problems that have come to be associated with Thoma. So given that, what's happening now? Is there a sense that the Office of the Inspector General is trying harder at Thoma and elsewhere to fix the problems that they didn't fix previously?
Well, they are certainly saying so. There is a new Inspector General in charge of the office. He was just sworn in last month, and he is promising greater transparency and other improvements to the office. The doctor who made the call to keep the Thoma report secret, he is still in place, and he is still in charge of healthcare investigations. It remains to be seen what will change there.
We've been focusing on the Office of the Inspector General, and that's what a lot of the report did. That's not the only point of blame here. Other agencies also were noted as ones that could have made a difference had they acted earlier. Who else was included in that?
Right, and they singled out the local police, I think the local sheriff's department, the DEA, and the FBI, and of course the VA itself. But they singled out the Inspector General's office, they said, because there will always be problems in an agency of this size, and that means that you must have a strong watchdog like the Inspector General.
What do we know about what's happening at Thoma in particular now? Are we through the woods? Are we still figuring out what went wrong and what might still be going wrong?
Well, I mean, there was a hearing out there this morning, as you know, and the undersecretary for the VA testified, and he talked about a lot of the programs and things that they're putting in place there, and they're saying there's a lot of improvements. I think it remains to be seen. The report is, the jury is still out, if you will.
Another question I have, and I didn't see whether this was included in this Senate panel report, there were a lot of efforts by whistleblowers at one stage of the process or another to try to bring attention to this issue. Was there any talk in this Senate panel report about how whistleblowers are treated and listened to?
Yes. There were some findings. I think you may be familiar. There is a gentleman named Ryan Honal, who is a former Thoma employee, and he tried to shed light on this issue. He was retaliated against. A pharmacist, Noelle Johnson, tried to bring concerns actually back in 2009, I believe, and she was actually fired. There was another employee who tragically committed suicide. He was disciplined for questioning the prescription amounts, and the list just goes on and on.
Donovan, I got to ask, these problems are specific to Thoma, but we've heard a lot about waiting times at other VA facilities around the country. Have we heard anything about similar overprescription of opioid medication at VA facilities apart from Thoma?
Well, Thoma is unfortunately, it has become something of the trophy, signifying picture of what's going wrong elsewhere. It is, I think, the worst that we have found. But because of Thoma, the VA has started implementing programs across the country to try and limit opiate addiction and prescription.
Donovan, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
No problem. Have a great day.
That's Donovan Slack. She's a reporter at USA Today's Washington Bureau. She joined us to talk about a U.S. Senate panel report into how the VA Office of Inspector General mishandled, the panel says, their investigation into Thoma's VA hospital.